It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up, we'll look at an effort to create a new museum here in Wisconsin, this one devoted to bobbleheads. First, while there's been a lot of focus on America's obesity problem in recent years, new research shows that the problem apparently is actually getting worse. According to research from the Washington University School of Medicine, almost two-thirds of Americans over the age of 25, talking about 130 million people, are now considered overweight or obese. And the number of people who are obese apparently outnumbers those who are considered overweight. With us now is the lead researcher of the Overweight and Obesity Study, Lin Yang. She's a postdoctoral researcher in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University School of Medicine's Department of Surgery. Lin, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
So can you give us an overview? What did you find in this recently published study?
Of course. So in this study, we use the most recent nationally representative data collected by CDC between 2007 and 2012. Then using this data, we estimated the prevalence of overweight and obesity in the country by gender, age, racial, and ethnicity groups. And we found that compare our estimation with a previous analysis which was conducted nearly 20 years ago, the distribution of the population's weight has increased. That is saying that more people have moved into the overweight and obese categories, and we have fewer people in the normal weight category.
And how big was the jump since that previous study? I think it was in 1999.
Right, correct. So in that earlier analysis, which was about 20 years ago, and in that analysis, about 63% men and 55% of women were either overweight or obese, and the number right now is 75% of men and 66% of women are either overweight or obese.
So about a 12% increase in both categories. Did this surprise you? I mean, we've been talking about obesity in this country for a long time. Were you thinking, hey, maybe it'll level off, maybe even go down?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I was shocked by the number, but it's not that so surprising. I mean, we've done a lot of effort, research to studying the reason of, what's causing the obesity, and we're accumulating knowledge on how to prevent and treating the obesity. But it's clearly the number is telling us that the obesity rate is still keep raising.
So you're saying we kind of know the causes of the problem, but as a population, we're not tackling that, I guess?
Yes, and I think that we've have a lot of evidence on how to prevent and treat obesity, and I think this is a wake up call for us to actually implement policy and a practice that is designed to combat overweight and obesity. We really need to put those policy and the practice in place to accelerate the obesity prevention and treatment efforts.
Talking to Lin Yang. She's with the Washington University School of Medicine. She's a lead researcher on this new study on the numbers of people who are overweight and obese in the United States. So let's talk about what you were just saying, Lin. What can we do as a public health community? What can you do to get this message out there to try to combat obesity?
Mm-hmm, of course. So first of all, we know that obesity and overweight is not just about the weight. Obesity is also associated with a number of chronic conditions, hypertension, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. So that is really driving the healthcare burden as well. So I think that an effort that spans multiple sectors must be made to stop this trend of obesity epidemic. And I think that, combating obesity is a multi-level effort. That means that this effort will involve through individual health professional, community, environment, and policy engagement. For example, as an individual, if we work together with the health professional at a primary care setting, the doctor and the patient should be communicating what is the negative impact of obesity, and what is, the chronic disease condition will be caused by being obese. And the doctors, we really want to encourage doctors to start talking to their patients, the strategies that the patients can do to lose weight by physical activity and eating, by being more physical active and altering their healthy eating behavior. And as well as a nation, there are things we can do that we need a political will to support those multi-level approaches to combat obesity. For example, I think population-based strategies are great. We can, if there are efforts to improve the physical environment, to make the environment more conducive, to support people to be more physical active, for example, add more bike paths or improve the neighborhood environment to be more walkable. That will be really helpful. Other things, for example, affordable healthy food, and that is not available to everybody, and I don't think everyone has accessibility to affordable healthy food. And for example, imagine this, if you're after work, you go back, you want to, you know, have some dinner, and compare between if you have to drive 10 minutes to access some unhealthy food choices versus if you can walk within 20 minutes and get some healthy eating choices, how big a difference is that?
I want to dig a little deeper into your numbers here. I understand you also broke the numbers down by racial groups. What kind of differences did we see there?
Of course. When we look at the racial difference, we see that the obesity, overweight obesity situation is more severe in black, and then followed by Mexican American, then the non-Hispanic whites.
And do you think there are public health interventions that could reach out to those communities that are particularly affected?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that the social segregation plays an important role here, and as well as social norm, really. And I think that there's a racial difference on the social norm, and where people live is really important, in my opinion, that because there are some other research study has showing that the racial difference become weaker if you look at the small neighborhood area, meaning that the neighborhood you live in plays more important a role than race. So I think, you know, because we can do much to change the race, but we can do is to improve the environment where people live.
So it sounds like the problem here is more than just trying to get us to go on diets here. There's a lot to untangle to get at the causes of this obesity.
Yeah, correct, which I think is great because it's more than just individual have a motivation, but it's other things that the environment and the policy can make a change.
Lynn, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course.
That was Lynn Yang. She's a researcher at the Washington University School of Medicine and co-author of a new study on overweight and obesity statistics here in the United States.